This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prayers in Iran. As rescuers say, they see the helicopter that was carrying Iran's president and other officials. That's what an official told Iranian state television on Monday. Ahead of the Iranian Red Crescent Society, and rescue teams are reaching the helicopter. He said that they're seeing the helicopter from some two kilometers away. They did not elaborate. The Iran president, Ibrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and other officials apparently crashed in the mountainous northwest reaches of Iran on Sunday. They've been missing for more than 12 hours. Residents said Israeli planes and tanks pounded areas across the Gaza Strip on Sunday. Details from Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
The strikes came as White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu amid U.S. calls for a more focused military campaign. Washington worries for the hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians sheltering in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and has cited a need not just to evacuate them, but also to ensure adequate alternative accommodation. Israel has been pushing into the city that it says is the last bastion of Hamas forces. For many, it was one of their few remaining places of refuge.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. Meanwhile, an Israeli airstrike has killed 27 people in central Gaza, mostly women and children, and fighting again rages across the north. The prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, faces criticism from the two other members of his war cabinet over the war that is now in its eighth month. Populist Central's war cabinet member Benny Gantz has threatened to leave the government if a plan for Gaza, including a post-war vision, is not created by June 8th. This is VOA News. Days after an assassination attempt, Slovakia's prime minister remains in serious condition, but the worst may be over, according to his deputy, and a suspect remains in custody.
News cameras last week captured the moment when a wood fire on Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico. A helicopter then carried Fico to the Roosevelt University Hospital at Banská Bystrica, where he had at least two surgeries, one of which repaired gunshot damage to his abdomen and hand. The office of Slovakia's general prosecutor describes the suspect as a 71-year-old former coal miner, amateur poet, and lone wolf attacker. Some news media reports have partially identified the suspect as Juraj C. Arash Erbasadi, VOA News.
Taiwan has inaugurated Lai Ching-te as its new president. It took place in a ceremony Monday after he won an election earlier this year. He's a relative moderate who will continue the self-governing island's democracy of de facto independence while seeking to bolster its defenses against China. Lai accepted a congratulations from fellow politicians and delegations from 12 nations that maintain official diplomatic relations with Taiwan, as well as politicians from the U.S., Japan, and various European states. He takes over from Tsai Ing-wen, who led Taiwan through 8 years of economic and social development despite the COVID-19 pandemic and China's escalating military threats. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army says it stopped an attempted coup involving U.S. citizens. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The leader of an attempted coup on Sunday in the Democratic Republic of Congo was killed and some 50 people, including three American citizens, arrested. A spokesman for the Central African Country Army told Reuters. Gunfire rang out around 4 a.m. in the capital, Kinshasa, a reporter said. Armed men attacked the presidency in the city center, according to a spokesman who named a U.S.-based Congolese politician as the attempted coup leader. Another attack took place at the nearby home of a member of parliament who is tipped to become speaker. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Elon Musk has traveled to Indonesia's resort island of Bali to launch Starlink satellite internet service in the world's largest archipelago nation. Wearing a green shirt, Musk was greeted Sunday with a garland of flowers, petals at a community health center in the provincial capital of Bali, where he launched the Starlink service alongside Indonesian ministers. Indonesia has been trying for years to secure deals with Musk Tesla on battery investment and for Musk SpaceX to provide fast internet for the country's remote regions. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.